Good morning, everyone. I think it's safe to say that tax day brings a lot of anti-government grumpiness. Naturally.
Not in my house.
Well, no, of course.
I get a refund every year.
Okay.
I love tax day.
But it's probably easier to find grumpy Americans on tax day than other days, all things being equal.
I guess that's
all right.
True.
Well, surfing the wave of anti-government grumbling that probably comes every tax day, the Tea Party movement, party, what have you, it's part disgruntled, none of the above-ers, it's part standard third party, it's part anarchist country club. Anyway, they're all descending on Washington, D.C. for a big rally on tax day, and the mistress of ceremonies is Sarah Palin, who rallied the crowds in Boston yesterday.
Perfect time to come together in Beantown. It's the day before tax day, the day that the tax man cometh on top of tax cuts expiring in the town that the Sons of Liberty call home.
Well, certainly the face of Sarah Palin is inescapable these days, but who are these new sons and daughters of liberty calling themselves the Tea Party movement? One face in the D.C. crowd today will be Robert Davey. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Now, you drove overnight about 7 hours from New England. How would you describe yourself? You are a Tea Partier who is what?
I don't know. Pretty average guy. I'm a builder. I've been an employer. Parent, just an average guy.
How old are you, Robert?
I'm 57.
And you are exploring the Tea Party movement or joining up or attending this rally to make what statement?
I really feel that the government, the people that are running our country, they've just completely are disconnected to the what America really is all about. I mean, I know they think they're doing a great thing, but I think they're all just caught up in themselves, the lobbyists and the corporations and the money that flows around Washington, and they're, sort of cutting out the whole process of the everyday people in America.
Well, Robert, we hear your anger. We want to explore your circumstances a little more fully, but let's bring Janet Elder back once again. She's the editor of news surveys and election analysis for our partner, the New York Times. She's done a survey of 1,500 randomly selected Americans and more than 800 self-described Tea Party supporters to try to figure out who the people are in these Tea Party pictures that are sort of ubiquitous on the news these days. Does Robert Davey's sort of self-description sound familiar to you, Janet?
It sounds very familiar to us. We found that a majority of the Tea Party supporters are male.
What about their age?
There are a variety of ages, but most of them are older. Most of them are 45 and older. Most of them are either employed or retired. Those who are eligible are collecting Social Security or Medicare.
And what about the level of education?
They, like other Republicans whom they resemble most on the ideological spectrum rather than independents, most of them are well-educated and have high income levels.
All right. Well, let's find some surprising contradictions that you may have found in surveying these Tea Partiers. They obviously, and I think Robert Davey, who we're going to go back to in a moment, have real problems with the federal government and the way it behaves these days. But what specifically about the federal government have you discovered do they want to change?
Well, despite their disdain for the federal government, most of them who have children send them to public schools. Most of them who are eligible participate in government programs like Social Security and Medicare. And what they're angry about, or what they told us they're most angry about, is health care. And as your caller was saying, they feel very underrepresented in Washington. They feel that that no one understands their views and no one is representing them.
All right, Robert Davey, again, drove from New England to be at this Tea Party rally. You've described your disdain for Washington. What would you change about the federal government right off the bat if you could do it with a pen stroke?
Well, let me be cryptic about it. I really like Ron Paul. I really like what he has to say. And what he has to say is quite a radical move in America, to abolish the IRS, to end the Department of Education, to bring our troops home. My father and my uncle fought in the Second World War. It's 65 years later. my uncle drove the lead tank in the Buchenwald concentration camp. But you know what? That war ended 65 years ago. They're still there. American troops are still in Germany today.
So Robert, let's talk a little bit about your particular circumstances. You claim that taxes are the reason why you're no longer working?
Well, taxes are the reason I'm not working is there's no work, and the reason there's no work is because the economy has collapsed.
Who do you blame for that, Robert? Who do you blame for that?
I blame myself because I'm a part of the American scene. And but primarily, I blame our leadership in Washington, D.C., both Democratic and Republican, who have been, dancing around the elephant in the room, which is a $54 trillion liability of debt.
Okay, Robert, hold on right there. Let's just take...
Cut taxes.
I understand, Robert. Just hold on. Hold on one second. Janet Elder, is that what your survey has found? Do people in the Tea Party movement typically blame the leadership in general terms for the state of the economy?
They mostly blame Congress for the state of the economy.
Most Americans, what do most Americans think?
Most Americans blame Wall Street or George W. Bush for the state of the economy. But the Tea Party supporters, and particularly the people that we identified as the Tea Party activists, people who have gone to rallies or have donated money or done both, they blame Congress for the problems.
Interesting. Janet Elder, editor of News Surveys and Election Analysis for our partner, the New York Times. The full results of the survey are available on our website, thetakeaway.org. Robert Davey, before we go, do you like Sarah Palin?
I like Sarah Palin. I like Michelle Bachmann. I like people in that family, like J.D. Hayworth.
Okay, but Robert, do you think Sarah Palin is qualified to be president?
I don't think she's any more less qualified than who's in office right now.
Interesting stuff. Robert Davey drove overnight with his son and a friend. He'll be at the Tea Party rally in D.C. being held on tax day, presided over by former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Thank you, Robert, and good luck.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.